This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and join us. Your live Saturday edition. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, everybody hates spam emails. There's not a single person that I know of who appreciates receiving spam emails. With you in the studio tonight, by the way, you've got me, Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl. So, and I can think of a few people.
Who actually like spam emails?
Yes. The recipients of the Spam Corporation's newsletter, they probably like getting emails about spam.
The recipients of the Spam Corporation's...
You know, the canned ham thing.
Oh, yeah. Does anybody ever think about that anymore when they hear the word spam?
I do.
Okay. No.
The spam egg, spam, 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 and spam doesn't have a lot of spam in it.
So, no, we're talking about the spam email type of things where unrequested, unappreciated advertisements that are just, you know, sent... En masse.
Oh, yeah, those are horrible.
Yeah, en masse to countless recipients who didn't ask for it. And the tools to bust spam have gotten better as far as interceding it before it even reaches your inbox. There are tools that operate, like if you've got Google Mail, for instance, that they've, you know, you may not like that Google sells your data, but they actually do a pretty good job at blocking spam from getting into your inbox. I mean, if you've ever gone and looked at the spam catcher, there's all kinds of junk
in there. Yeah, it's completely insane. It's just a bunch of random stuff.
It's hard to imagine even having to go through all of that. And so it's good that, you know, they've come up with this stuff. Also, I think there's some server-level spam blocking that goes on some people's email servers. So the marketplace has done an amazing job of putting a stop to most of the spam. It's pretty easy to identify. I mean, they've got different ways of identifying spammers, like their IP addresses, identifying domains from which spam tends to originate, identifying patterns in the actual emails, and just sort of blocking them wholesale. And I'm sure I know just, you know, the bare minimum about how this is being done. But nonetheless, there are still people out there who are sending spam emails. And one man has now been charged. He's 36 years old, Michael Persaud of Scottsdale, Arizona. 10 counts of wire fraud for allegedly sending more than a million spam emails.
That's quite a few.
It's quite a few.
Over how long of a period of time?
Between 2012 and 2015. He's accused, and there's, so again, he's facing 10 counts of wire fraud, and they're seeking a forfeiture of 4 computers, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. He used multiple IP addresses, say the prosecutors, and domains to send spam emails over at least 9 networks, including several servers in Chicago. According to the indictment, he sent more than a million spam emails to people in the United States and abroad using false names to register domains and creating fraudulent from address fields to conceal the fact that he was the one sending the emails. He used a California company called Impact Media LLC, including different names, including Michael Prescott, Michael Pearson, and Jeff Martinez.
So if he sent over 1 million spam emails,
yeah,
why are they only charging him with 10 counts? Shouldn't he be charged with over a million counts of something?
Well, already he's looking at up to 20 years per count. So, I mean, he's pretty much racking up a possible life sentence. I mean, presumably they're not going to sentence him to the max, but wire fraud does apparently have these...
I don't know. I wouldn't presume that. Sentencing is sometimes completely insane.
That's true. And Donald Trump is trying to crack down on crime, so
there are certain things to where, you know, we've got to send a lesson or a message to people that we mean business, so they'll throw the book at him. These sentences will not be concurrent, they will be consecutive, and he will probably never see the outside of a jail cell.
When, and you're more likely to get a longer sentence if your case is famous, I think, a lot of the time, than if your crime was worse or on what should be the top end of the sentencing structure.
Well, I mean, this guy's not famous.
He's in the news. I mean, he's not, like,
right.
famous.
He's
not
getting notoriety.
He's getting notoriety, but he's no Dread Pirate Roberts. He's not the operator of the most infamous drug underground marketplace the world has ever known. And he got two life sentences, Dread Pirate Roberts did, a.k.a. Ross Ulbricht. So I don't know if we're ever going to see anything about this particular case again, because a lot of times, you know, the news media reports on the arrest, or they'll report on the charges and then not actually follow up. But I am interested to find out, you know, what transpires in this case, because I don't like spam emails, but I don't think somebody who's guilty of sending spam should be going to prison.
Right.
Yeah, I think prison should be a place for people who actually commit real harm to other human beings. And while you could argue that he's harmed your email box by cluttering it up with a bunch of junk, I don't think that is, you know, if anything, it would deserve some restitution, perhaps, for the time that people wasted, the million emails being deleted, perhaps.
Right. So I've got two questions here.
Yeah.
Do we know if any of these spam emails had malware? Do we know if any of these were phishing expeditions?
Not clear. What they do say here is that apparently he was getting paid on sales. So he was pitching products. He was doing it on behalf of some companies, maybe with or without their permission. I don't know. But he had signed up for affiliate programs, presumably, and was getting paid on whoever it was that bought stuff through these emails.
I'm personally kind of more aggravated at the people who respond to spam than the people who send it. Because if there is no if there is no benefit to certain marketing techniques, people wouldn't engage in them because they'd be a waste of money.
It'd be a waste of time and money.
So arguing that something is spam is kind of, I mean, and we all know what it means kind of vaguely, but it's not really something that I think can be well defined, because if people are responding to it, then it must have value to somebody.
Maybe they wanted it. Yeah. Right. So what is...
I've always needed a penis pump.
That's too much information, but aside from the fact that spam comes into your email box, what is the actual difference between a spam email and that junk mail flyer for the grocery store that closed down 4 years ago
that comes to the house
that you still wind up getting the flyer for?
Or any of the, you know, regardless of whether the store closed down, you get a lot of junk mail flyers, and the federal government delivers those to your house.
So if you send your spam via the United States federal government, you probably won't get arrested.
By the way, I highly recommend against anyone buying penis pumps. I hear they're very dangerous. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
I'm curious how or why you've done research on whether or not penis pumps are dangerous.
I haven't done any research on it, but it's just kind of one of those things you hear about. Anyway, let's go to your calls.
I've never heard this before.
Your calls and thoughts. We go to...
You must hang out with a completely different set of people than I do.
Let's go to Brian in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brian.
Hello. Hello. How you doing?
Hey, you're listening to WNIS. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I just want to talk about the immigration, the ban for the seven countries that
all right, sure.
put out.
Yep.
I don't know why people are getting all upset over the Muslims, us, you know, kind of checking out the Muslims and kind of slowing down that immigration to this country, when Obama only let in 98.6% Muslim out of all the refugees. The Christians were knocked out. They wouldn't even let them come in. So why is everybody all upset about the Muslims? This is a Christian country. We should let the Christians come in.
Well, first, I've got to ask, where did you get the information that Christian refugees were being denied? And where did you get the statistic that 98.6% of the refugees were Muslim?
Oh, that was on the news. That was on the news that was being put out there.
All right.
That it was definitely, you know, like 98.6%.
Well, there are lots of things reported on news channels that aren't accurate, like Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction.
All right, hold that thought, Brian. We can talk about this with you. Yeah, actually, put the immigration issue aside for tonight because I'm like, we've talked about this every week, but people want to talk about it. We'll talk about it. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. specifically didn't open the show tonight with immigration, even though it's definitely something that, you know, we are good at talking about here on Free Talk Live, just because we've been hammering on it for weeks here on the live Saturday edition.
Yeah.
But you know what? We'll take calls about anything from anybody, and if that's what people want to talk about, we're game. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That allows you to bring up anything that's on your mind. We're going to get back into that here with your calls and thoughts in moments, but also want to let you know about MyPillow, which you can go and get one for half price by using code FTL over at MyPillow.com. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. Now, I've been using mine. Daryl, you've had yours. We both had them since early 2016, and they've been great. And if it wasn't great, I'd have stopped using it pretty quickly. In fact, you're given a 60-day time window where you get to decide whether or not this is the best pillow you've ever used. If you don't like it for some reason, you can ship it back to MyPillow, and they'll give you your purchase price back. So very little risk to try this thing out. You get yours at half price by using code FTL over at MyPillow.com. Plus, you can get two for the price of one as well. It's up to you how many you get. MyPillow.com, and again, in addition to that 60-day money-back guarantee, you also get a 10-year warranty on the product. Plus, it's washable, unlike pretty much every other pillow you probably have ever experienced. You can put this one in your washer and dryer. It's designed for that. MyPillow.com, code FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we go back to Brian in Virginia. Now, Brian, you brought up some points. You said, why are people so concerned over extra scrutiny being given to Muslim immigrants when you say that during the Obama administration, Christian refugees were, did you say they weren't allowed to come into the United States? I just want to make sure. I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Yes, it was only a very few amount was able to come into the United States.
So I've actually pulled up some numbers here, and this comes from the Daily Beast, and they get numbers from the CIA World Factbook, Pew Research, and the FBI.
Okay.
And while Brian is correct that for Syrian refugees, 98% of those that were admitted from January 1st, 2012 to January 29th of 2017, 98% were Muslim. 1% of refugees from Syria were Christian. Now let's look at the population of Syria. 87% of people in Syria claim to be Muslim, and between 5 to 10% claim to be Christian. Other countries that are affected by Trump's travel ban, there have actually been a much higher portion of the refugees that were Christian than what make up the overall population of those countries. 49% of refugees from Iran were Christian, despite Christians making up less than 1% of the Iranian population.
And this was during Obama?
From January 1st, 2012 to January 29th, 2017.
Got it. Okay.
So almost, you know, all of that time would have been Obama's second term, and then 9 days of Trump's. Iraqi refugees, 26% Christian. Again, Christians make up less than 1% of the population of Iraq. Sudan, 13% of refugees admitted were Christian, 5% of the population.
So what you're saying is they were admitting Christian refugees.
Yes, they were.
So,
but in a small amount.
Small amounts. Well, I mean, again, you can blame the government. The government is not a compassionate group of people, whether it's being run by Barack Obama or whether it's being run by Donald Trump. They are not. When you think government, you don't generally think, boy, what a nice group of folks. They aren't. And so, you know, you ask why people are so concerned. I'm concerned about anybody who's trying to come here to make a better life for themselves, to escape tyranny. I don't care what.
To escape bombs.
Right. I don't care what their religious viewpoint is. I don't care if they're Muslim, atheist, Christian, Jewish. It doesn't matter to me. So, you know, maybe some people out there, it matters to them. But to me, as long as somebody's willing to put the effort in to try to make a better life for themselves, I think they should have the opportunity.
Now, if you want to talk about whether or not there should be the federally funded immigration or refugee relocation fund, that's a completely different topic. I will agree that there should not be a taxpayer-funded right. refugee relocation fund.
Yep, I'll agree with you.
But to say that the United States government should not allow people fleeing bombs to come to the United States is absolutely absurd.
Yeah. But if they come, if they're fleeing bombs and they're going to come here and then be on a taxpayer's dime, that's wrong.
Sure. Well, welfare is wrong.
Well, see, I don't know if I can definitively agree with that statement, because if they're fleeing U.S. bombs and coming and then taking money, which would otherwise be stealing from the U.S., I can't say that that's not retaliatory force and therefore justified.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously the bomb shouldn't be dropped in the first place.
Right.
And the problem is welfare, not that some people take welfare. If you have welfare, then you shouldn't be surprised that some people are going to be interested in it, including native-born people from the United States. And the problem is the forced redistribution of wealth, which is what the welfare system is. And it's not even an efficient way of helping people. So, I mean, it's not just to be clear, anybody out there is like, oh, you don't want to help people. No, I think it's fine to help people so long as it's done on a consensual basis. Brian, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Ramona in Virginia, listening also to WNIS. What's on your mind tonight, Ramona? Go ahead.
Hi. I'm getting more and more concerned over these protests, especially the ones associated with some of the college campuses. I know we had it back in the 60s, but we also had deaths on those some of those campuses in the 60s. And watching what went down on at Berkeley the other day, I don't understand if it's some of it is a communication thing, some of it is, you know, an educational issue. As I understand it, the group that hired the speaker got permission from the university. They also had to pay $6,000 extra, and they got that from a private source for extra security. So they had permission, and the person, I don't even think got started, or maybe just barely got started talking. But the thing is if you don't agree with a program that's not required on a college campus, then don't go to it.
Yeah. Sure.
I mean, and plus some of the professors were out there. The photo that showed somebody putting pepper spray in somebody's eyes, that was a professor that did that. And it,
really?
It's just very concerned. Yeah, it was a male wow. professor. And then there was a female one that
That's
was
crazy.
Absolutely ranting crazy. Because people had a difference of opinion. And we're putting the wrong, you know, message out there, especially for young people. Freedom of speech doesn't mean only what you agree with.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm with you here. If you want to continue, stand by, Ramona. We can talk about freedom of speech, college campuses. These are supposed to be bastions of free speech. But the reality on the ground is really much different. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. And the Skype username is lrn.fm. You can join us here on Free Talk Live's live Saturday show.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. The Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the wellness? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. Join us on the radio waves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
Also, want to let you know about Harry's Razors. Now, I got to admit, I'm not a big shaver kind of guy. I'm lazy. I don't have to go to work, you know, in like the public. So I don't really shave that often. And to me, one razor is about as good as any other, but I know a good deal when I see a good deal. And Harry's has an amazing deal. Now, they've got great razors. I mean, there's no doubt about it. It's a comfortable shave. It's smooth. It's close. But the price is really, I think, the killer aspect of this. Plus, you get they're actually going to give you a shave set for free, which, I mean, you really can't beat that. So what you want to do is go to harrys.com, then enter code FTL at checkout, because that's going to get you the shave set for free. Plus, you'll also get a post-shave balm for free. And that post-shave balm, when you use code FTL, that's anytime you order something. So if you're ordering replacement blades, you can use code FTL, and they'll throw the shave balm in there too. But Harry's was founded by a couple guys who were fed up with getting ripped off by these these blades companies out there, these various different ones. They're expensive. It's not cheap to go and get these replacement blades at the drugstore, for instance. So they actually bought their own razor blade factory, and they are making less money. They're taking less profit from each sale than those other companies are, and they're marketing very effectively on the internet and now on Free Talk Live. Their blades are about half the price of what you'll pay at the drugstore, like $2 a blade compared to, let's say, $4 or more. And what do you get with Harry's? Well, they give you everything you need for a close, comfortable shave, weighted ergonomic handle, five precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. They're so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. That's right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. So you pay the shipping, they'll send you their shave set. We've gotten this set, and it's a very nice set. Plus, again, for fans of Free Talk Live, you go to harrys.com right now, enter code FTL at checkout, and you get that post-shave balm also for free. So harrys.com, code FTL. You really don't have much to lose here except whatever the price of shipping is to ship that shave set to you. No big deal. And then you get to try out Harry's razors.
And if you're making a refill order,
yep,
then there's free shipping on orders over $10.
Which is amazing. So really, you can't beat this. I challenge you to beat this. Harrys.com, code FTL. As we go back to your calls and thoughts, we were talking, let's see, we actually had a young lady on the line, but she had dropped off. She was talking about the protests out in Berkeley surrounding this Milo Yiannopoulos guy who was going out there to speak. I guess he's like on the alt-right, as it's called.
Yes, and I'm glad you pointed that out, because there's a lot of people that seem to think that because he, you know, annoys liberals that he's some kind of libertarian hero, and he's not.
No.
He's not a libertarian.
Not at all.
He's
right?
Not a fan of libertarians, and, you know, he's a hate monger.
Sure, but, you know, with freedom of speech, hate mongers should be able to say what they want without having storefront windows destroyed or people pepper sprayed or whatever.
Well, and Milo doesn't even own all of those buildings that they're destroying, so it's a kind of insane reaction.
Oh, yeah.
Also, I mean, it's kind of an insane reaction anyway, because usually if somebody is going to talk in a college campus to a group of 15 people who are just really, really bored that day,
right.
And I don't know anything about Milo. I've never read anything he's written, so I'm not saying that he specifically
weeks.
Is boring, but you ignore them and then they go away. So instead,
right.
They've decided to,
they've drawn attention
who
to him.
Have, right, they have decided to give him a national stage instead of a stage in a room in a college campus for an hour or two.
And by sort of being so insane and destructive and violent, they've actually made this other a-hole look more reasonable by comparison. Because he can just stand there and say, well, I don't support this. And
I don't know how reasonable he actually looks when you listen to some of the things that he says.
I've never actually listened to a word the dude has said. I've only seen headlines about him. But he's not out destroying property, is
right.
he? Is he pepper spraying people?
That there are people turning him into some kind of free speech martyr. But, you know, again, just because the guy says some outrageous things and annoys liberals doesn't mean that he's any kind of hero for freedom.
I'm not saying that. I didn't say that.
I wasn't saying you
okay.
were. I'm pointing that out to the people listening, because there are
yeah.
people, and I've seen, you know, so-called libertarians standing up for Milo as if he's some kind of libertarian hero because he's annoyed a liberal or two.
No, I'll only stand up for freedom of speech, and I understand that freedom of speech includes some ugly stuff. There's some stuff that I'd prefer not be said, but I support their right to say
it. Well, from a strategic standpoint, I support letting anyone say almost anything. I don't really believe in freedom of speech, though, because any right other than the right of non-aggression conflicts with the right of non-aggression.
Okay, so if I want to allow people to say what they want on private property, that doesn't conflict with non-aggression, right?
Right, because that's not the right to free speech. That's the right of you doing with what you want with your property.
Yeah.
Free speech is a positive right, even though it's not really looked at that way, like the right to health care and the right to roads and the right to whatever else.
It tends to have to happen on public property, right? Like free speech is something that is protected, supposedly, by the government on public lands. And then on private property, there can be rules that affect the free speech. So, for instance, here on Free Talk Live, it's a private property sort of thing in that we have to protect our radio station, so you can't just get on the air and say the F word. That, you know, we just can't let you do that. So it's not true free speech here, but we try to come as close as we can. It's as much of an approximation of it.
I don't really look at that as a restriction by you as much as a restriction by the United States federal government.
But it would also probably exist without the government because our stations probably wouldn't appreciate people coming on the air and saying F this or you effing C or whatever they would say.
That really depends on the station. But
well, because their advertisers probably wouldn't want to be associated with shows like that. Most advertisers probably don't want that.
Okay, we don't know, and I don't see how we can know, but that's a U.S. federal government restriction. But there are people, and most people I talk to, look at free speech as if it's this right that you have to
wherever you are,
say whatever you want, kind of inherent to your being as a person, and that is not the case. You can say whatever you want on your own property, you can say whatever you want.
Yeah.
On the people's property who will let you, and you can say whatever you want on ownerless property because it's ownerless, which would include most college campuses, if not all. So
hold on. Let me see if I understand this correctly. When you say you can say whatever you want on ownerless property, does that include you can advocate for people being murdered on ownerless property?
Okay, well, you can't do anything that would otherwise be an assault. So you can't commit assault just because you're on ownerless property. You can't
just
otherwise
wanted to
violate
be clear.
That.
That's one of the limits
just wanted
on free
to be
speech.
Clear.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We've got Scott in San Diego. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melanie, and Daryl.
Hey, what's up, guys? And my lady.
Go ahead.
Hey. My original point was on the refugees situation, but you guys kind of got me into another topic.
All right. Pick one. Go ahead.
About the free speech, you know, that's really right to redress or petition your government. It doesn't mean that you can just run around saying anything you want to anybody, you know.
With the exception of making a threat, you pretty much do on public property have the right to say what you want
to anybody you want. But you also have people have the right to react to that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, they have the right to react with more speech. You don't have the right to react with violence.
Yeah, you don't. If somebody says something you don't like, you don't have the right to pepper spray them. And there's a surprising number of people who believe that you do. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only
$231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Lifetime grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're talking about freedom of speech, that ugly beast that can get pretty offensive out there. Some people so offended, they're taking to the streets with violence and property destruction. As
of other people's property. It's not even. It would make more sense if it was Milo's property. It would still be wrong, but at least it would make sense.
Or they could destroy their own property. If you want to set your own flag on fire, for instance, then I'm totally fine with that.
Well, then that upsets the conservatives. The same people that, you know, run around calling everybody that's upset about Milo.
Well, I didn't say it had to be the American flag, but yes, that would upset them.
Right, but,
well, but it would still make sense. Like, if you burnt a flag that was in some way associated with Milo because you were mad at Milo, it might make conservatives sad, but it would make sense.
Right, but I'm just pointing out that, you know, the conservatives, the people that say, oh, you're upset about this guy speaking, you're a delicate snowflake, get upset
and threatened
about,
to kill people usually
about coffee cups and movies. They got upset over the Star Wars because there was a female lead.
Oh,
they got upset
right,
over the
yeah.
previous Star Wars because there was a black guy that was a stormtrooper.
Ridiculous.
They
great.
Get upset over, you know, pieces of cloth with stars and stripes on it getting burned.
So what you're saying is the conservatives are just as sensitive as the little snowflakes that they make fun of.
Yes, they're just sensitive to different things.
I've got more death threats from conservatives than I have from liberals, even though I'm more in line from a vague general perspective with what conservatives think than I am not at all in line with what liberals think, but most
Doesn't
of my
matter.
Death threats come from conservatives.
Let's go back to Scott in San Diego. Scott, you were commenting, wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out, so go ahead.
As far as death threats from conservatives, I don't think they're conservatives if they're giving death threats. they may be calling themselves that, but they obviously don't live with the
why,
faith.
Why would being a conservative preclude one from death threats?
Well, being a conservative would be more, you would have more respect and more discourse with people that you disagree with. And
no, that's just being a good person. No, 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 no. Let's clarify.
Being
respectful
is trying to be a good person.
Well, being respectful is just about being a good person to other people. Being a conservative or a liberal is just this sort of nebulous concept that really doesn't have any firm meaning whatsoever.
Right, and even though both terms do have definitions, mm-hmm. and the definition of conservative is a supporter of the status quo, most people that call themselves conservatives...
Most people that call themselves conservative. That's what conservative is to be conserved, to be reserved, and to be.
You can't define this the word with itself. So that doesn't
work.
That's
what conservative is to conserve.
Well, right, but there's
the
also
quo.
The definition of
right.
the kind
to be
of
reserved.
So
I'm not talking about a political party. I'm talking about a way of life.
Right, a conservative supports the status quo, supposedly.
Well, a lot of them don't.
What I'm saying is a liberal is somebody who is more more abundant with life. You know, actually, I consider myself a liberal. You know, I don't consider myself uptight or reserved or anything. You know, I'm pretty out there, and I voice my opinion, and I don't really care what people want to do with their lives. You know, if your life is yours, and you do with it as you please.
Okay, but that's not how most people define conservative.
I don't want to control anybody and tell anybody how to live. The problem that we're having right now with the people that are in the street is they're trying to tell us how to live.
Well, but liberals and conservatives both try to tell people how to live.
Right. Definition of conservative.
See, that's what I'm saying. You're talking about a political conservative. You know, that's not a conservative.
Well, I am. And that's how most people use the term. If there's some other definition you're using, then that's not what I'm talking about.
Let me read the definition.
The true conservative.
Traditional attitudes and values and cautious about change or innovation, typically in relation to politics or religion.
Right, but that's also not how most people use that word.
Yeah, I think if you ask different people, you're going to get different definitions.
Most conservatives are going to say, we need to go back to the good old days.
Right, but they're also going to have a kind of force and beliefs.
Listen, okay, I think you're trying to pigeonhole me here into something that I'm not.
We're
right?
not trying to pigeonhole you, Scott. You just defined yourself as a liberal.
I'm not really a liberal either. I just consider myself I like to live my life, and I like people to be able to live their life.
Well, that's more of a laissez-faire attitude, more of a classical liberal or a libertarian viewpoint.
If you're going to talk about, like, politics, as far as politics and the way fiscally a nation should be run, in my opinion, I would say that the conservative side is more aligned with my opinion on how a country should be ran.
So you may be more libertarian than liberal or conservative. Thanks for the call, Scott. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I wasn't trying to, I don't think any of us were trying to pigeonhole Scott.
No, we were just trying to, define terms that he was using, I believe, incorrectly.
Yeah. Well, like I said, if you talk to conservatives or liberals and ask them to define define their beliefs in one sentence, I don't think they can do it.
I think they could give a one-sentence definition. It would not be a very comprehensive or well-thought-out sentence, and it would leave you with a lot more questions.
Right. I mean, I think most people, conservative or liberal or neither, could give a list of pretty core beliefs that both conservatives and separately liberals hold. I mean, there's no principle backing either one. There's not a precise, clear-cut, defined definition, but there is a general idea of what people mean when they say either of those words.
So, conservative, a supporter of traditional values. Now, conservatives can't tell you what the hell traditional values are.
I can't tell you what that means.
So, I think if you ask somebody what does it mean to be a conservative, they're going to list things like family values, blowing up the Middle East, not killing babies, low taxes.
Does that mean, though, like, okay, if we look at traditional values, let's say marriage or
but
religion.
But I'm not saying those are traditional values. I'm saying that's the list of things that I think that most people
right.
would list.
But if you look at that list, would that does that mean that liberals don't get married or that they don't support,
well,
you know,
okay,
traditions?
So let's look at
do they not participate
traditional
in,
marriage.
Yeah.
Traditionally, prior to the mid-1860s, government was not involved in marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So getting the government out of that marriage agreement is the traditional value. But yet conservatives...
How many of them are advocating for that?
...are not necessarily going to... Well, now that after 2015, when the U.S. Supreme Court said that... Since government's involved in marriage, same-sex couples have to be allowed to be married.
Mm-hmm.
There's some conservatives saying, we need to get the government out of this thing.
Well, better late than never, I suppose. Let's
right.
continue with your calls and thoughts. Maybe you want to give the liberal definition here in a moment. But first, let's go to Ramona in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ramona.
Hey, I didn't realize you wanted me to hang up. Hold on.
Oh, okay, you called back. Okay, yeah. Normally it's one call per night, but yeah, that was an accident. So go ahead.
No, I just I've been listening to what you all are saying, and I just wanted to make it clear that I don't even know that guy Ian or whatever his name is. My whole thing was whatever the gal is that you all have on the phone tonight with you. I'm not
Melanie.
Familiar with her. Yes, Melanie. I'm sorry. I think some of what she was saying is what I was saying. It doesn't matter where in the country. The Women's March. It was the same issue. People are being just absolutely outrageously horrible, vulgar, and violent. And not only is that not freedom of speech as far as the violence, but who pays for all of the everything to be, you know, repaired? I mean, they set fire to not those women, but a group that's during all of that set fire to a man's limousine. And it was a Muslim who's an American citizen, has a very small business, and now he doesn't have the limousine he needs for his
That's
business.
Sad.
You know, and those are the
well,
things
who
that
should
I,
pay?
I,
well, it should be the people who committed the acts. I mean, those should be the ones who pay.
Right, but
they're
probably
installment anyway.
Right, because they're poor college students or whatever. I mean, they don't
right.
probably don't even have, you can't get blood from a stone. So, of course, it'll
exactly.
then end up being, if it's a college campus that gets destroyed, then it'll be the taxpayers who foot the bill.
Right.
Or
so it's
those who pay tuition. Ramona,
right.
anything else you want to share? Go ahead quickly.
No, that's all.
Hey, thanks for calling back tonight. I appreciate that.
Sure, bye.
Toll-free number tonight if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. Whether it's your comments on freedom of speech, the violent reactions that we're seeing to freedom of speech, which, again, just make the people who are reacting look the most outrageous. I mean, they are the ones who end up, you know, getting all this attention for destruction. And that's not how you want to handle speech you don't like. In my opinion, if there's somebody saying something you don't like, then the best way to handle it is to either ignore it, or if you feel
if
like...
If you have an argument, make one.
Or if you want to say something, then say something. Speech back is always the best counter to speech that you don't like. And we'll let you say whatever you want, with the exception of a few words. On Free Talk Live, dial in at 855-453.
If you need a website for your blog or new business, it can be pretty intimidating on your own. And that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over the phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.